Now let's go just beyond the Capitol building into the National Mall. That's where NPR's Elsa Chang is, and she's between the Capitol, as I understand it, Elsa, and the Washington Monument, right there in the thick of things.
That's right. Well, not so thick. People are beginning to arrive, but the crowd is nowhere near as large as it was in 2009. There are huge swaths of empty grass that you can still see. What's most evident to me now is just the way people are dressed. In 2009, Obama outfits were all over the place. Hats, scarves, gloves. People were wearing huge, you know, were carrying big signs. Here, I see the occasional skull cap with Obama, but really, all I've seen maybe are buttons that people are wearing. You just don't see the same sort of wardrobe this time around. Also, just walking to the mall early this morning, the vendors, the t-shirt vendors, they look so lonely. There are just crowds of people passing them by, no long lines to buy any of that merchandise. In fact, around 6:30 this morning, we were passing a t-shirt salesman who was already calling out, 50%, 50% come and buy my Obama t-shirts.
Well, of course, last time, 4 years ago, they were all not just t-shirts. They were, you know, Obama dolls. They were Obama hand puppets. There were, you know, all kinds of tchotchkes, let's say. Not so much this time, right?
That's right. All I've seen really are t-shirts, some magnets and buttons, but it's really nowhere near the scale that we saw last year in the merchandising.
Well, you know, one thing about there being fewer people is they each might have a better shot at actually seeing the president be sworn in or getting a glimpse at him at a very, you know, distance. But are there monitors all around this time?
There are. And there's only, actually, that's an interesting point. There are 5 Jumbotrons this year. In 2009, there were 10 Jumbotrons. So that already gives you a scale as to the expectations of what they think the size of the crowds are going to be. Last time in 2009, there were 15,000 parade participants. The Presidential Inaugural Committee tells me this year they're expecting about 9,000 parade participants. I mean, you can keep on going with the numbers.
Right.
In 2009, 10 inaugural balls. This year, 2 inaugural
balls.
Well,
you know, second term, too. It's been widely pointed out that any second term, and, you know, this one, the first term would have been hard. The first inauguration, very hard to live up to. Any second term is sort of a pales besides first inaugurations, rather. But have you been able to talk to people there?
Yeah, I have. And what is interesting is that the narrative of Barack Obama still enchants and captures the imagination of so many people. I talked to a woman, Patrice Walker, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she's here. She wasn't here in 2009, but she came here this time around because she feels that President Obama is an inspiration to her 6-year-old son. She's African American. She says, this man proves that you can do anything you set out to believe. And she said, you know, I feel like I can relate to him. Here's a guy who plays basketball with his buddies. He's a guy who's a real family man. And I look like his wife. You don't know how important that is to me. I mean, she knows what it's like to have a really bad hair day, like I do, is what she told me. And other people who have actually met a lot of people who have here both in 2009 and this year. And of course, and we would expect, you know, the really fervent Obama supporters to be out here this time. And for them, the narrative is still as magical as it was in 2009. This is our first African-American president. He was reelected. That is a big deal. The 4 years seeing gridlock and rancor didn't seem to deplete that enthusiasm, at least among the crowd that I talked to.
Elsa, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Elsa Chang. She is on the National Mall between the Capitol building and the Washington Monument. And she's among a lot of NPR folks who are out there today bringing us news stories, what people are saying on this second inauguration of Barack Obama's. And we will be following events throughout the morning. Of course, later this morning, the inauguration itself, and later today, the parade. Lots of special coverage. Steve Inskeep is out there now, like jumping up and down, keeping warm, I think. And therefore, you should all stay right with us. You're listening to Morning Edition on NPR News.